media members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches here today. We now welcome to the call the head coach of the Villanova Wildcats, Mark Ferrante. Good morning, Coach Ferrante.
Good morning, Rob. How are you doing today?
I'm well. A very tight, hard-fought game that your team had on Saturday with William and Mary, and your team comes up a little short, 24-17. Just give me your impressions on the game.
Yeah, they Coach Laycock and his staff and team obviously came up here and were very well prepared and came in and executed, really at a better level than we did. The four turnovers, the big ultimate difference in the game was our four turnovers to their zero, and that led to at least 10 of their 24 points. So that was really the frustrating part. There was enough opportunities for us to maybe have a different result or a different end result in that game, but we just made too many mistakes along the way. And, you know, if you go four turnovers to zero, you're probably not going to win a game, especially when you're playing someone in this league. And that was the frustrating part. And, you know, the other frustrating part was it was our last home game and our seniors, last opportunity to play on their home's turf. And it's frustrating whenever you can't come away with a victory on an emotional day like that. So, but we have to get ready and strap it up for another huge game this week as we're heading into our rival game versus Delaware. You know, we'll have to go down there and just execute better and hang on to the football.
Got an immediate question, Q. If you'll get that for us, Pasha.
Your first question is from the line of John Smallwood with the Philadelphia Inquirer.
Hey, Coach, how are you today?
I'm good, John. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good, thank you. With this being a rivalry game, obviously your preference would be to be in the playoff mix, but since it is Delaware, does it serve as kind of a motivation that you all can be damaged to their playoff chances?
Well, you know what? I mean, we're actually in the exact same position we were last year. We're 4-6 going into our final game, and they were 7-3 coming into the game. And, you know, that's nothing we're going to talk about. I'm sure the players are aware of, you know, their potential playoff implications for the opponent. But we just got to go out and try to beat our rival game. And, you know, we do have a trophy that signifies this game now going on for the last 12 seasons. The Battle of the Blue is what it's called. And we just want to hopefully be carrying that trophy back home with us on the bus back up here to the main line.
Coach, are you... when you talk about the last game, William & Mary games, that most of you're still talking about self-made mistakes. Is that something that bothers you that you all have not been able to correct that pretty much throughout the season?
Well, you know, it's frustrating, definitely, in one regard. But, you know, we had a couple snaps that were errant snaps, and one of them was one of our four turnovers. We weren't able to get on that ball, and that stopped a drive with 3 minutes to go, with the ball at midfield. So, yeah, those types of things are super frustrating, but those things happen in a game. And sometimes you got to credit the opponent. You know, they put some pressure on you and those types of things. But, you know, you're going to have interceptions. You just hope that you'll be able to get some as well along the way. And as I said, if you're going to give the opponent four more opportunities by turning the ball over to them, no matter who you're playing, and especially in the CAA, you're going to be in harm's way. And that's kind of what happened. You know, we had the first interception. We threw it as we're into the, going into the end zone. So that stopped the opportunity for us to get either a field goal or, if we can keep the drive going, a touchdown. It's just that the mistakes we made, John, just came at the most inopportune times. You know, a 3rd-and-3 false start turns to a 3rd-and-8. You don't convert it. A 3rd-and-goal at the 2, a block in the back. Now you're 2nd-and-goal from the 17 instead of 3rd-and-goal at the 2. And then the turnovers, as I mentioned. So it just was too many of those things. And William Mary, to their credit, didn't make as many of those mistakes. And, you know, that they were able to come away with the victory because of those types of things.
Your next question is from the line of Kevin Tresolini with DelawareOnline.com.
Hey, Mark, how's it going?
Kev, how are you, buddy?
I'm good. Hey Coach. Perhaps I'm being overly analytical here, but if you look at the CAA statistics, you guys are kind of in the among the better teams defensively, kind of in those numbers, kind of in the middle of the pack offensively with the offensive numbers. What has then prevented you guys from being more successful in the league? Obviously, you talked about the turnovers. Against William & Mary. Obviously, you had the injury to Zach, which hurt you guys at the quarterback spot, perhaps. What are some of the things that have prevented you from being as good a team as you would hope to be this year?
Well, I think, Kev, as you just stated, you know, you look at the overall statistics, and I tell our guys all the time, none of that really means too much, obviously. You know, the only statistics that we concern ourselves with are points for, points against, and turnovers, and the latter one probably directly reflects the first two. And that's been the key. That's been the problem, you know. We've had opportunities, but the mistakes we've made have just come at those most inopportune times. As I just mentioned, it was a 0-0 game. We may put the first points on the board, but we have a turnover in the red zone. While it's still a 7-point game, we could have had the ball inside the 5-yard line. Instead, it's backed up because of an untimely penalty and those types of things. So we're able to move the ball. We're possessing the ball. We've gotten better in the last couple weeks in our third down conversion on offense and our third down prevention on defense. So, you know, there's been some things that have been going in a good direction. But, you know, like the Richmond win, we led the turnover battle. We got 7, and 2 of those interceptions went back for scores. So that's why that score was so lopsided, you know, down when we played Richmond. And then this week it was the opposite. It was against us. We were in the -4 category. So I think it comes down to simple missed opportunities and, you know, inopportune times to make the errors that we have been making.
How good was it having Zach back at quarterback on Saturday, and what does he bring when he's back out there for you guys?
Well, he brings the leadership, and, you know, I don't know, you're probably aware that Ryan Bell was back in the lineup as well. That was his first game back, our tight end, and he led our team in receptions with 7 for 80 yards. You know, so it was good to have some of those guys back. But then all of a sudden, Ethan Greenwich, our starting left tackle, couldn't suit up for the game, and then our right tackle, Brandon Hittner, went down in the first quarter, and thankfully he's okay, but it, you know, looked a little scary there for a minute when the ambulance had to come out on the field and so on and so forth. So those that were out there know about it, and I know Coach Laycock, you know, asked me how he was doing. He's doing fine. He did get a concussion, but other than that, he's going to be okay, so that's a positive. But, you know, we lost some guys along the way, but to have Zach out there, he's a competitor. He wants to play. He wants to do well, and his leadership is definitely a positive. And, you know, statistically, again, that's why I said they don't really mean much. If you look at the stat sheet of that game, you would have thought that we would have been able to come on top on the score side, but we didn't. We possessed the ball, I think, for 13 more minutes. We had twice as many first downs as William Murray was able to get and so on, but their turnovers led to 10 points, and the difference of the game was 7. So, you know, but getting back to your question, it's exciting to have Zach back and Ryan Bell and some of the guys that have been out throughout a good part of the season, especially in the middle stretch.
Mark, taking into account some of those positive things you said, you know, that your kids have done this year to, in many cases, lead a team to victories, taking that into account as well as the recent success you've had against Delaware, does that mean that there's no reason why you guys can't come down here with some confidence on Saturday?
Well, I know our guys will be excited to play. I know that we have enough. I'm hoping we have enough senior leadership where they'll be confident to go in. And the bottom line is you got to go in and execute. And, you know, last week we weren't able to do that consistently enough throughout the middle stretch of some of our season when we were moving a lot of guys around due to injury. We weren't able to do it consistently enough. The games we've been able to do, execute consistently and not shoot ourselves in the foot and, you know, not have critical turnovers and penalties at inopportune times, we've been able to, you know, do pretty well and move the ball and so on. So I'm sure our guys, this is one of those games, Kevin, and you know you've been involved with it for a long, long time. It's really one of those games where you throw the records out the window because you know both teams are going to come ready to play. And, you know, I'm looking forward to our guys going down there. They always do like to travel down to, you know, Delaware Stadium. It's always going to be a nice crowd, a raucous crowd, and it's going to be a great environment for college football and CAA football. So I know our guys will be looking forward to it, and I know Coach Rocco and the Delaware guys will be looking forward to it as well. So we're just excited to go down there, and hopefully, as I tell our team every week in practice, let's get better during the week. Let's make sure we go out there and practice hard, and they've been doing that for us, and let's go see if we can – you know, put a consistent product on the field, and hopefully if we do that, we'll be able to come out on top.
Appreciate it, Mark. See you Saturday.
You got it, Kev.
before I let you go, just talk about specifically some of the challenges as you look at this Delaware team, some of the challenges that they'll present for you on both sides of the ball.
Well, they're playing really well. I mean, as we all know, last week's loss to Stony Brook was their first loss in 6 weeks. They were on a hell of a run with a five-game win streak. And, you know, Pat Kehoe's doing a good job controlling the football. I think he has second in the league with TD passes behind Flacco, and then they have the leading rusher as far as touchdown rushes with Kane there as well. And they got Joe Walker, who's a multifaceted player that they move around in a lot of different spots. You know, he's been their quarterback. They put him in some wildcat situations. I guess that's what you would call it now, since he's more of a wide receiver. And they're big and physical on offense like they're always going to be. And then you look at their defense. Their defense has got seniors all over the place. They got the leading tackler in Troy Reader. His brother Colby's a really good player. We know those guys from recruiting. Charles Bell has been in the league forever. We're very familiar with him as well. And I think they're pretty much senior-dominated. Nasir Adderley, another local guy up this way from Great Valley High School, is a really positive, really excellent safety in this league. So it's going to be tough. You know, they got a really solid defense. They're doing a great job. They're very opportunistic. I think them, along with us, if I'm not mistaken, may lead the league in interceptions right now with 15. So, you know, it's a game that's going to come down to what I was just talking about earlier, that we weren't able to do this past week. I think it's going to come down to, you know, who can control the ball, who makes a few mistakes, and those mistakes that usually I'm talking about, who can control the ball and have the fewest turnovers. And, you know, then we'll go from there.
All right, Mark, thanks for your time this morning and all season long.
Appreciate it, Rob. Thank you, man.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Once again, for media members on the line, just hit star 1 on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches here this morning. We now welcome in the call.